Have you ever asked yourself the question, what is it that I have to do to get God's attention? What is it that I need to do to get Him to love me more? I'm sure you've thought about that. I'm sure your mind has thought of that at some point. That's how we operate. As humans, we are always seeking for approval, appreciation, to fulfill our need to be loved, deserving. We tend to think that money, success, status would fulfill some of these needs. And perhaps this is the case for a little while. Until the moment passes and everyone moves on and things go back to normal and we just feel empty again. We live in a constant strife to fit in into society, to just be accepted. But emptiness always seems to come back around. Have you wondered why? The emptiness of a human heart can only be filled by God. Only God can satisfy it. We're also used to entitlement. If we do something good, we expect at least a thank you. The more we do, the more deserving we feel, because this is just how we grew up. Do you remember what your parents used to say to you? If you behave well and do well at school, you will have a bicycle, a toy, an ice cream. You get the idea. We are used to being told what to do in order to be entitled to something. But what happens when somebody wants to give us something for free? What is it that we think? Most of the time we might be skeptical, right? We think, well, this is too good to be true. What if I told you God's grace works just like that? That the answer to the question, what do I need to do? What do I need to work on? What do I need to avoid to receive the gift of love is, you have and can do nothing. It is for free. 1 John chapter 4, verses 18 and 19 says, such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment, and this shows that we have not fully experienced His perfect love. We love each other because He loved us first. That's the New Living Translation, but the King James Version actually reads, we love Him because He loved us. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it wonderful that God is always one step ahead of us? That He finds us before we can even think of finding Him? Before we can love Him, He has already loved us. That's called grace. Let me tell you a story. Once upon a time, there was a tree near a river, and a child that used to play with that tree. The tree loved that child dearly. The child would climb up the trunk of the tree and sway in the branches, eat its fruits, and then rest under its shade. Time passed and the boy started to not visit the tree as often. Eventually, he just stopped going. One day, the tree saw the figure of a young man approaching from the distance. And looking closer, the tree recognized the face of that little boy, his old friend. And then overflowing with joy, the tree shouted, come, my friend, get on my trunk, swing on my branches, eat my fruits, rest under my shade, stay with me. But the young man told him, I'm no longer a child with the need to play. I have grown up. I now need money to buy many things I lack. My needs have changed. Well, the tree got a little bit sad and replied, well, I don't have money, but you can climb up my branches and collect my fruits. You could take the fruits down to the market and sell it. You could make some money, the money that you need to buy what you need. The young man did not let the tree say it twice, and he climbed up the tree and grabbed all the fruits, put them into a sack, and then he disappeared into the horizon once again. There he was, the tree, he was once again alone for a long time. Several years later, he saw his old friend approaching again. He was now an adult, full of joy. The tree welcomed him again and said, "Come, my friend, play with me as you did before. Climb up my trunk, swing on my branches, stay with me." But the adult told him, "I can't. I'm very busy. Those fruits I sold at the market made me a merchant. And work occupies a lot of my time right now. I do want to start a family. I have children. So now I need to buy a new house, build the house to live in. And the tree again was sad and told him, "Well, I don't have a house for you. My house is the forest. But if you want, you can go up my trunk and cut all the branches, and they can help you make a good house." The man did not think twice. He cut all the branches of the tree and again disappeared, completely forgetting about the tree again. After many years, the tree saw the figure of an older man coming close. Looking into his eyes, he recognized his old friend. Excited once again, the tree said, "Stay with me. Come and enjoy my shadow." But the man said, "I can't. I'm in search of happiness. I want to travel to a place where I can be happy. But I do not have the means to travel." The tree again tells him with love, "I don't know how to help you because there's little left of me. But if you want, you can cut my trunk and turn it into a canoe. I know there is a river close by, so you can reach the places that you would like to go to." The man could not believe that he had found a solution to his dreams. He went to work, cut the trunk, built the canoe, and started the journey, disappearing once again. There was no longer a trunk, but a piece of log. Time passed, and the log divides from the distance once again the figure of a now old man. This time, only a little voice came out of the tree saying, "I'm sorry. I no longer have anything to give you. I have no fruit to feed you with, nor a trunk for you to climb on, nor branches for you to balance or build the house with." But that old man replied, "My friend, thank you. But I don't need anything anymore. I'm just looking for a place to sit and rest." The tree exhaled and replied, "Well, in that case, sit on me and rest." And the old man stayed with the tree, and he found rest. Can we meditate on this story? Perhaps you are displeased with that individual who took advantage of the tree, took the fruits, took the branches, cut it down, and every time he got what he needed from the tree, he would go away. But is this not the same thing that happens with us with our relationship with God? We're close to God in moments of needs, but the moment we receive what we're asking for, we tend to walk away. We tend to forget. We go on to believe it was our hard work who took us places, not God's provision. But you know what is the most beautiful thing? That despite our attitudes, God is always there with open arms. Do you think that boy deserved anything that the tree gave him? I don't think so. But he received it regardless. He received it by grace. You are used to earn your way in. That's what life has taught you. But today I come to tell you that with God is different. You have to just come with your open heart to Him. God is just like that good tree. He says to us, come to me and I would let you find rest. God will never close His arms for those who approach and need Him. Beloved, God is not focused on what you do for Him. God is not focused on how productive you are, but instead, He is focused on you and on your life. The Lord just wants you to make the decision to draw close. Let go of your burdens and let Him carry them. He wants you to surrender your anxiety, give Him your dreams instead, give Him your need. Let Him care for those needs. God desires for you to give Him your best years so that He can be present in all areas of your life, in everything you do. The question is, do you really want Him to do that? Do you want His grace to come upon you and upon your life right now? If that's the case, all you need to do is to reach out. Ask Him to enter your heart. Confess, Lord, I need you. I can't do this alone. Be my Savior. Forgive my sins. I give you my life, my struggles, my dreams. Those words with a sincere heart are the only ones you need today. Father, I thank you for each person who received this word today. I ask that this message is anchored in each heart, that they do not forget your grace is there and is here waiting to be received, that your love is always there and that you have not changed and that your love is open to all of us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is a translation from our pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. I want to give you the invitation to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. And if you have an Instagram page, please, we invite you to follow us. You can find us as Pastor Elias HC. And have a great day. We send you many, many blessings.